From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The world reacted to the death of Cuban leader Fidel Castro Saturday with celebrations among the country's exiles in Miami and expressions of sorrow from some world leaders. Castro died Friday night at the age of 90, with his brother President Raul confirming his death on state media. Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto said on Twitter, "I lament the death of Fidel Castro, leader of the Cuban Revolution, an emblematic reference of the 20th century." Russian President Vladimir Putin also praised Castro as a former, or I should say as a symbol of an era. And former Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev hailed Castro for strengthening his island nation. Shortly after the Cuban government's announcement of Castro's death, Cuban exiles in Miami, Florida, took to the streets in celebration. Some were draped in Cuban flags, others danced in the streets, some dazed in disbelief that this day, so long wished for by some, was finally here.
I think it's important for the Cubans in the island, and I think it's important for the Cubans in exile. For 60 years, people have been waiting for this time. Fidel Castro is a symbol of a tyranny that had killed many people in Cuba and has created a lot of wounds in the Cuban exiles. What we're seeing here is something spontaneous. There's nothing prepared.
The United States restored diplomatic relations with Cuba on July 20th of last year, but has maintained the commercial, economic, and financial embargo against the island. President Barack Obama, however, has moved aggressively to also restore economic relations with the country. This is VOA News.